With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Iranian president, the foreign minister, and others have been found dead at the site of a helicopter crash in a foggy, mountainous region of northwest Iran. State media announced the deaths after the debris was found Monday, after hours of searching. The crash comes as the Middle East remains unsettled by the Israel-Hamas war, during which Iran launched a drone and missile attack on Israel last month. Former President Trump promises to restore American prosperity by ditching Biden administration policies.
It's time for a president who will replace weakness with strength, turn poverty to prosperity, and vanquish Joe Biden's corrupt tyranny with a great restoration of American freedom. We have to do that.
Addressing National Rifle Association members in Texas Saturday, the former president also thanked the members for their patriotism. Houston area residents affected by storms that killed at least seven are finally getting some good news. Houston officials say they expect power to be restored by today to a majority of the hundreds of thousands still in the dark and without air conditioning following the storms last week. So also at SRNnews.com, another Russian strike in northeastern Ukraine.
At least 10 people have been killed in Ukraine's war-ravaged northeast as Russia pushed ahead with its renewed offensive. Paramedics treat an injured man with a head wound from the Russian attack in Kharkiv. Resident Marina Inatova told the AP, "Everything fell on us immediately. We lay watching TV. All the windows, everything flew at us at once." Russia's Ministry of Defense said that its forces in the area were continuing to advance into what it called the depths of the enemy's defense. Ukraine's general staff said Russia had stepped up its attacks around Kharkiv and that the situation was dynamic. I'm Karen Shamas.
This is SRN News. Most evangelical Christians don't think the label is political, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to a new poll from Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, only 2% of evangelicals say the term is defined by a specific set of political beliefs. This despite the fact that the mainstream media uses evangelical as exactly that, the label for a particular segment of the U.S. electorate. The survey also finds that more than one-third of evangelicals think the term is misused, and another third aren't really sure what it means. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has upheld a lower court's ruling that a Georgia county illegally discriminated against a sheriff's deputy by failing to pay for his sex change operation. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the landmark Civil Rights Act of 1964 does cover transgenderism, despite the fact it's not mentioned anywhere in the law. This is SRN News. A warning, don't stick decals on your steering wheel.
That's because the decals can be hurled at drivers if the airbags inflate in a crash. The warning from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration comes after another driver was severely hurt by a flying emblem during a crash. The airbag inflated and sent two pieces of metal from an aftermarket decal into the driver's face and neck. The injury was the second it is aware of involving an aftermarket decal. The agency is urging people to avoid buying the decals and to remove them if they're already on steering wheels. John Scott reporting.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio says he backs President Trump's proposal to carry out mass deportations. In an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press, Rubio said something dramatic needs to be done to remove millions in the country illegally. He says upwards of 25 to 30 million people are here illegally, calling it an invasion of the country. More details at srnnews.com.